Would you sell the gun? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. It appears that the gunman behind the latest shooting spree had failed a background check. So, how'd he get his gun?
Federal law enforcement sources confirmed that the gunman in last weekend's mass shooting in West Texas purchased his AR-15-style rifle in a private sale.
So here's a question for gun dealers. Should you know anything about your customers? Forget what the law requires. The laws don't appear to be working. What are your own standards as a gun seller for handing someone a weapon that can effectively fire 40 rounds a minute and kill somebody 1,500 feet away, like the weapon that was used in Texas? Would you sell to a complete stranger? What if that stranger had posted creepy pictures posing with guns? Or if he had a social media feed filled with threats? Would it matter if he'd been diagnosed with mental illness or whether he'd already bought 25 similar weapons? Or if his own family was afraid of him? Do you ever ask yourself, would I trust this person with my kids? Or to borrow my car? Would I want him in my neighborhood? And if you wouldn't trust that person with your kids or your car or even living nearby, would you still sell him a weapon that can effectively fire 40 rounds a minute and kill somebody 1,500 feet away? If the answer is yes, well, that's why we end up passing all those dang laws. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.